Centerpoint Marketplace owner Valley Bank tried to keep the city from condemning the nearly vacant mall, arguing that it wasn't blighted under state statutes. But late Friday, Portage County Judge Thomas Flugauer threw out the lawsuit, saying that Valley Bank missed a crucial 15-day deadline for filing paperwork.
The plaintiffs have waived their right to object here as well, and I am going to dismiss their lawsuit.
Arguments before the judge focused on the legal definition of the word blight, which he said not only means physical decay, but can also mean obsolete. The move clears the way for the city to put a road through part of the mall, move Mid-State Technical College into another part, relocate the Boys and Girls Club, and perhaps reopen the shuttered Fox Theater Opera House. Mayor Andrew Halverson pushed the plan, getting voters to approve a referendum and then making it the focus of his reelection campaign.
It's not an easy decision for a government to make, to ultimately have to move forward in seizing private property. But when you look at how important the Centerpoint Marketplace's future is for our downtown and how central it is, obviously the city needed to take those decisions and understand that the public good and the need for the community to move forward revolves around the future of that building.
The judge's action also saves a $750,000 state grant, which was dependent on getting construction started soon. The attorneys for Valley Bank left the courthouse without commenting. A future hearing will determine if the bank is getting enough money for the property. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.